it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Live and local, 1400 AM and 6.9 FM. This is KVOE News at 8:05.
It's cloudy, but right now it's dry. 64 degrees. Good morning from the 24-hour KVOE Newsroom. I'm Chuck Samples. KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team still calling for scattered showers likely with possible thunderstorms here this morning, and then a possibility of more scattered showers and storms this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy and 75. We're at an inch point three here at the KVOE studios from the activity yesterday and through the overnight hours, and we just really refreshed the story that we've had online at KVOE.com the last couple of hours. Some of the latest totals to come in, 1.3 inches of rain at 7th and Market. Total for the Deerbrook edition at an inch, just under an inch at Country Club Heights. 1.4 inches of rain in the 1100 block of Constitution, and a mile and a half east of Thorndale coming in now at 2.1 inches, one of our heavier totals. Forecast details coming up from the TV 13 weather team here on KVOE. One of the big activities here this weekend is going to be the Walk to Defeat ALS, and I believe we do have Kelly Bosak joining us right now to talk more about what is tentatively planned here for Saturday morning.
Kelly, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing well so far. So you got activities coming up here this weekend. Are you at the long-standing location at Jones Park?
We are, yes. The walk will start at 9 a.m. on Saturday, September 20th, this coming Saturday. I encourage everyone to come join me and my family as we walk in memory of, and for those who cannot walk, they're living with ALS today.
What are some of the other activities that are going to be kind of taking place in association here with the walk? Or really, is it going to be just gather, chat a little bit, and then walk away at Jones Park Saturday morning?
Yeah, we'll just get together, gather, and chat, and then start the walk at 9. Come enjoy. We'll have some donuts there, some coffee and some water. So definitely come enjoy a donut and chat with those around you that are very familiar with this disease.
So is there when does registration start then, Kelly?
Registration really does it. I mean, it starts at 8. If people want to get there at 8, they can join us at 8.
Kelly, what got you started here with the Walk to Defeat ALS and really helping the fight against Alzheimer's, I should say ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease?
Well, unfortunately, my ALS story is a long one. I've lost my mother along with six other family members to ALS. Since we learned about ALS in 1999, and I've been participating in the walk in Emporia since I think 2002 or 2003. It's been a long time. My family's been participating in this walk, and we're going to continue until we find a cure for ALS. And I'm in this fight for the long run, and I believe with some of the research that's happening today, it will happen in my lifetime. A cure could be found in my lifetime.
It seems, too, here, Kelly, that, just based off of, the local activities that we've seen here since I moved down here in 2002, so over 20 years, correct me if I'm wrong with the research, but it does seem that ALS is kind of clustered in families in a lot of cases.
20% of ALS cases are familial, which means it's genetic. And then the other 80% are sporadic, and they don't know what causes it. So it might feel like there are more families in the Emporia area that have a connection and more than one family member. I don't know if there's, I don't know all the details of the people that are living with ALS in the Emporia area and if it is familial or not. But 20% of cases are familial and likely genetic.
And talking with Kelly Bosak, the Walk to Defeat ALS happening this Saturday. Registration starts at 8, walk at 9. Jones Park will be where the walk is, as it is each and every year. It seems like there has been some progress made on ALL research. Has that been the case here the past couple of years, Kelly?
Oh, yes, my gosh. So just this summer, there has been new brain technology interface that can translate brain signals into speech with up to 97% accuracy. They also are using antisense therapy and genetic forms of ALS in clinical trials right now, which is a targeted form of targeting the gene that's mutated to possibly correct it. They're also using stem cells generated from individual skin cells for drug development. And they also identified another gene, which is the single most important discovery in the field of ALS for two decades.
this is obviously encouraging, and it hopefully helps to counter what I would imagine is a lot of grief or a lot of hopelessness that family members and ALS victims may suffer just because of the nature of the disease itself.
Yes, absolutely. We were grateful to actually receive a single biggest gift in the history from a philanthropist, Hugh Hoffman, who passed away in 2023. In early 2024, the ALS Association received $58 million. And part of that is targeted to care expansion for patients with ALS, which will enhance ALS patient access to multidisciplinary care by funding additional ALS clinic days and increasing access to telehealth services and reducing financial barriers to care. So we're not only focusing on research, we're also finding ways to make it livable and take care of the people that are living with it today by increasing, you know, access to care and reducing those financial barriers as well.
So, Kelly, where do the proceeds go from WAC fundraising money?
They go to support people living in the with ALS in the Emporia area. And obviously, the Kansas City chapter is supporting this WAC. They also go to research and advocacy as well, but a lot of those dollars stay local with the care centers in Kansas City and Wichita to support those living with ALS.
All right. Again, Jones Park Saturday. How much is it to register?
There's no cost to register. Just come and enjoy it. Hopefully it will be a beautiful morning with those that are familiar with ALS and will walk in memory of and for those who cannot walk living with ALS today.
Well, hopefully a good turnout and hopefully a nice morning coming up on Saturday. Kelly, thanks for your time and thanks for all you do.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time this morning.
You betcha. Good to talk to you. Kelly Bosak. The Walk to Defeat ALS happening this Saturday, Jones Park. Walk starts at 9, Chuck.
All right. And again, we'll have information on that coming up here the next day or so, and then we'll be covering the walk on Saturday along with a lot of other activities.